Yeah, Coach, I was listening to Kalani talk about lots of different opportunities for players to earn playing time in different formations and different packages on offense and defense. What's the kind of the breaking point for that, where you reach where you want to have cohesiveness, but you want to get other guys in? Where do you land on that as far as how many guys are going to get in on defense?
That really comes down to what we're trying to do on defense and matching up with the personnel of the offense. I mean, we've got a lot of players that we think can contribute on defense, and so getting the best personnel on the field for the situation that it calls for, I think, has probably been the biggest thing. And so we will have a lot of contributors on the defensive side of the ball on different packages, and it'll really just be matched up according to that, just the offensive personnel as well as situation.
Can you tell us, like, how many you figure will be involved defensively?
I couldn't give you a rough number now, but I mean, when you're looking at running multiple personnel groups, it normally has to do with switching up of a backer for D lineman, or corner for a backer, or corner for a D lineman. So normally a one for one type of swap, and so probably the addition of maybe six or seven players having a role on the defense side of the ball, depending on what we're trying to do.
Matt, then Jay.
Coach, how has Kyrus Tonga performed in camp, and what have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, he's been good ever since he declared that he was going to end up coming back and play his senior year. It's been good to have. I think he immediately elevated himself mentally into that leadership role even more. I mean, he already was, but he's kind of a guy now that everybody looks at and relies on. He and Matt Bushman both decided to do that, and so you kind of look to them for leadership, not only on the field but just in the way that they operate throughout their lives, day in and day out, and so he's done a really good job with that. He's playing well. He's big as ever and strong as ever, and trying to keep him healthy and make sure that we get him to the fight, and just really been the focus. But definitely pumped up about the way he's playing.
Elisa, the last two scrimmages, Kalani kind of reported the offense maybe, I think his term was, won the day. Do you feel like the defense bounced back today and showed better?
I think before watching film, it's some of these days where we feel like we weren't doing as well. You kind of watch film, and you see some of the breakdowns and personnel breakdowns, scheme breakdowns, assignments, or what it is. And so it's never really as you guys have heard it as media. It's never as good as you think, never as bad as you think. And so today, there's some off the top of my head, some positives on both sides of the ball. But we'll have to look at the film to make determination of that. And the thing that we talk about constantly, we're talking to the offense staff about, is we know that we're playing a good offensive unit right now, and they know that they are playing a good defensive unit, and it's going to go back and forth all the time. And I think that it needs to be in order for us to get better. And so off of today, it's off the top of my head, seems like there's some positives and negatives, but we'll watch the film and try to correct all those things.
And then, just what has been your career history defending the option in your football career?
I've had zero. Yep. Next question.
Go ahead, Jake.
Lice, I wanted to ask you, in terms of the defenses you guys are going to run this year, I've talked to multiple players, and we've talked to multiple players. They've mentioned you guys have a three-man front, a four-man front, and different alignments on how you set up your linebackers, your secondary. Is this a true multiple defense at this point for you guys?
It really has been the same for the last 4.5, 5 years. I think the biggest difference for us is now we've got more contribution on the sideline. We've got a lot of guys that can play, and so the scheme, as far as going into an odd front versus an even front, bringing in a corner and taking out a backer, bringing a backer and taking a corner, all that stuff is really predicated on what the offense does and what we're trying to do to stop the offense. And so, I don't think most people saw us being multiple those first 2 years at least. And we always were. We always had the option to go into an odd front and even front, and depending on who we're playing and what we felt was best to stop them. But I think the biggest difference between this year and all those other years is we have a lot more depth right now with guys that we feel comfortable about putting into the game and helping us on defense.
We got time for one more question. Go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, Lysa, what do you like the most at this point of fall camp? What do you like the most about your defense to this point?
I would say their health. I know that's one of the things that we've got to make sure that we're doing is getting all the big dogs to the fight. You show up to a fight with a bunch of players that aren't developed yet and aren't ready to play. You don't look as good as a coach. And so I think the biggest things for us, make sure we keep everybody healthy and get them to that Navy game.